Pot Stealing is out this weekend, so let's rank every Darren Aronofsky film. In last place, I've got Noah. I think this is an interesting take on the story, but I think it's a flawed film. I thought it had some pacing issues, and I didn't really care for any of the supporting cast, though I will say Russell Crowe and Jennifer Connelly give some really solid performances. The Fountain is a very pretty film, but the relationship between our two lead characters didn't really work for me, and because of that, I had a hard time really getting into this one. Pi is a great mind-bender of a film, and I really love how far it goes with its premise. Black Swan is an excellent character study, and Natalie Portman gives a spectacular performance. Requiem for a Dream is a brilliant yet haunting film, and I think every time I watch this one, I find myself getting more and more disturbed by it. I loved Mother. Going into this film on opening night has got to be one of my favorite movie-going experiences I've had in the theater. Aronofsky's latest film, Caught Stealing, is probably one of his most surprising entries into his filmography. I have a feeling this is one that I'm going to enjoy more and more with each rewatch. Brendan Fraser gives a beautiful performance in The Whale. He absolutely earned that Oscar, and this is such an emotional roller coaster of a movie. And at number one, I've got The Wrestler. I think this is easily Darren Aronofsky's best work yet, and I think this is an almost flawless film.